Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I love this part of my week. Whew. And a very, very busy, as always, jam-packed Armed American Radio broadcast for you today. But before we get started with another absolutely world-class lineup today with you, some quick comments about the program last week and the murder of two Brooklyn NYPD officers in cold blood on the streets of the city this past couple days. First, if you missed last week's program, you missed George Zimmerman calling the show to talk about what you might face in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting if you carry a gun for self-defense. What followed is arguably the most riveting 45 minutes of this broadcast in recent memory. It's up on the Armed American Radio website, armedamericanradio.com, and I would sincerely recommend that you listen to it. Hour two, he comes in after the first segment with Masad Ayoub and myself, but it is riveting radio. I'll have more analysis on that call and its ramifications, particularly the incredible, predictable lies from the media and the bloggers who wrote about the call. None of it will surprise you, I can assure you. Secondly, it is not too harsh for me to tell you today that the progressive New York City Mayor de Blasio, cop-hater sympathizer that he is, has blood on his hands. That's not too harsh to say. As does Attorney General Eric Holder and the junior tyrant Obama, as well as America's most vile race baiter and hater Al Sharpton. And I'm going to go a step farther, those in the media who give that man a voice. These men who together have openly embraced some bizarre sense of sympathy to a certain lawless, defiant, and hateful segment of our society with their incendiary statement, seemingly branding the over 670,000 members of our nation's police forces as the problem. By fostering a cop-hating environment with their political hack rhetoric, rather than using their pulpits to legitimately deal with the real problem at hand, which is a lawless and defiant segment of our society that deserves no sympathy. These men, in my opinion, are at the very least complicit in not only what happened in Brooklyn, but whatever else may happen in the near future. One more thing regarding Al Sharpton. If you've never agreed with me that we are in fact living in some bizarro upside-down world in this country today, the mere fact that a sitting U.S. president and a mayor of the nation's largest city consider this vile, race-baiting charlatan a trusted advisor and give him access, unfettered access, to the White House and New York City's Hall and Gracie Mansion should tell you everything you need to know about the state of American politics today, the Democrats in general, and our supposed leaders. For the sake of the very health and future of this great nation, the next election cycle simply cannot get here fast enough. It can't. In the face of the NYPD rightfully turning their backs on the man who would side with the criminal element in his city, and therefore by default nationwide, rather than support the officers who are the real people doing their best to rid those communities of the plague of crime the nation's phony leaders don't even have the male anatomy to discuss, New York City Mayor de Blasio must resign. We'll have more on that later. Sean, I could hear you in the background before we go any farther. Do you have any comments on that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think someone needs to bring Al Sharpton up on riot and inciting a riot charges.
Yeah, we'll see what happens and how this shakes out. We're going to have big analysis on this in the second hour with David Kodria, so kind of hold on to your head there, okay?
I mean, this is unbelievable. What are these people thinking? Really?
Well, they're not. They're not.
I mean, I don't know what hood they're living in, but I'd love to see the police in my neighborhood because it gets rid of, it gets crime together. Don't get me started.
All right. Well, we'll get you started. We'll get you started in the next hour. My next guest is a good friend of mine, and that's Alan Gottlieb. He's been on hiatus. Alan has been all over the world in the last month or so He started out when he was in Puerto Rico fighting for the rights of American citizens in Puerto Rico to keep and bear arms. Thanksgiving popped up in there somewhere. He took some needed time off, spent time with his family, then took that well-needed vacation to Hawaii. And within minutes, I didn't even know it, the next email I got was from him in Hong Kong. So, Alan, welcome to the show. You've been all over the place. It's great to have you back. Regular contributor Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation.
It's great to be back with you, too. And then tomorrow I jump on an airplane for Phoenix. So,
wow.
Traveling a bit.
Well, I got to, you know, Phoenix is my favorite place in the world, so I'm a little bit jealous about that, Alan. There's so much going on, Alan. Where in the world do we start? The Second Amendment Foundation has put out an awful lot of information recently. Of course, 594 passed, overwhelmingly passed, unfortunately, in Washington State. Give us some updates on that. We've got a sheriff out there that says he's not going to enforce it, and what else?
Well, he actually said, didn't say he wasn't going to enforce it. He basically said that he wasn't going to spend much time enforcing it and wasn't planning on, you know, going after gun owners who transfer firearms, so to speak, in all cases. Also, the county prosecutor in his county said the same thing, as have some sheriffs and some prosecutors in other places as well, too, because the law is really highly unenforceable in many ways. And so a lot of them, you know, these police chiefs and sheriffs were with us to begin with, opposing it to start with, because they knew the problems it had in it. Now, of course, that it passed, they're the ones who have to enforce it. They're not exactly happy about doing it.
We've got another Connecticut on our hands to some degree, don't we?
Well, I'm going to say no to that, because it's a difference in Connecticut when you're banning firearms and you have a background check bill that's written really stupidly. There's this significant difference between, you know, taking people's guns and rights away and giving people a background check that's dumb and stupid and costly and doesn't work very well. There's a significant difference between, I think, the gun rights movement's reaction or what it should be to different types of gun legislation. And on the scale of gun control legislation, Connecticut is significantly worse than Washington State.
Yeah, that's a great point. I should probably rephrase that. Let me ask it this way. Do we have another Connecticut on our hands in terms of expected defiance of that law, in terms of civil disobedience? Of course, in Connecticut, we know a very small fraction, it's estimated, of law-abiding citizens have, in fact, complied with that law. Do we expect that in Washington? Are you seeing any of that?
I'm expecting that in Washington as well. We saw that in Colorado after they passed a law, a background check law in Colorado that's nowhere near as bad as Washington's, particularly in the area of the so-called temporary transfers or loans to give your hunting buddy or shooting buddy or friend a firearm to use overnight, so to speak. And, you know, Colorado has exemptions for that. 594 does not. In those areas, I think law enforcement have a very difficult time enforcing that law. And quite frankly, I don't think gun owners in Washington State are going to comply with it.
There's a vocal movement, as you well know, that held a rally, the I Will Not Comply rally of armed civil disobedience on the state capitol. According to the state police, there was an estimated 1,800 people in attendance at that rally. What's the future of that, do you think?
Well, let me say, first of all, the vast majority of those people were not armed. Some of them came in as being, you know, in armed civil defense. I mean, you know, being armed in civil defiance of it. But again, I don't think that really helped us, quite frankly. I think TV pictures on TV, having people running around the Capitol in armed civil disobedience, so to speak, did not help us with the general public. And you have to realize this initiative was not passed by the legislature. Mm-hmm. It was passed by the general public. And that doesn't help us with the image that gun owners really need out there to fight it. It doesn't help us with the legislators to try and get it corrected and fixed so that we get it done in a way that doesn't hurt us, so to speak. So I'm not a fan of armed civil disobedience. You know, if you were coming door to door to take people's guns away, I think it would probably be justified. But in this case, I don't think it's so justified, and I don't think most people that showed up at that rally were going to be armed civil disobedience, so to speak.
You know, that's a great point. Well, let's go to if they were coming to take our guns away. Let's go back to Connecticut briefly. That is supposed to be, and there are many groups who have called for them to do that. I mean, I've done it myself. It's time for them to enforce that law. You put it on the books, do something about it now. They've yet to do that, Alan. That's turning good people into bad people instantly, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you're right. They really haven't gone door-to-door to enforce it, so to speak. But it has been selectively enforced, and some people have got snared in that trap. And, of course, it's spurring some lawsuits and litigation in Connecticut. But the thing is that, I mean, there's a significant – Connecticut's law is significantly worse than Washington State's. By no means is ours really good. And, again, the reason why it passed was you had Bloomberg and others putting in $12 million. Not only Bloomberg and others paying $12 million, but yet MoveOn.org, Obama's group Organizing for America, all these people have brought all their national staff people into Washington State to work on this. I mean, we were outgunned, we were outnumbered, we were outspent, and of course that, you know, we weren't able to show all the blemishes and problems that it has. We've now subsequently even got newspapers that supported it, like the Spokesman Review in Spokane, coming out and saying it's got problems and the legislature needs to fix it.
All right, when we come back, that's a great point, great place to stop. I want to ask you about what we can do to fix it here on the Armed American Radio Network with Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation. Back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network, the safest radio studio in North America, I can promise you that. I'm talking with Second Amendment Foundation founder, great friend of mine, Alan Gottlieb, who's been all over the world. We're going to ask him about that. Why does Alan go to Hong Kong? You know, so, Alan, welcome back to the show. Let me start with this. Let me go back to 594 quickly, because a lot of people are talking, as we all know, you and I have talked about on the show many, many times, that it is getting ready. This is their march now. They're going from Washington. Next, we anticipate Nevada. What do we do to change 594 now that it's been passed by the voters? How are you working on it in the legislature? I guess that's the next step, right?
Well, we have two steps going, not just legislatively, but also legal. You can expect a legal challenge to it. I promised our attorneys that we wouldn't talk about what's in the legal challenge until it's actually filed, so we don't telegraph it to our opponents. But there will be a legal challenge to 594. And, of course, we're working very hard with the legislature. All the gun groups in Washington State have banded together, and we've actually hired some extra lobbyists as well to work on the problem. And we've got a number of bills, a number of legislators just putting in a number of different bills to work on it, from outright repeal, which, of course, we're never going to have the votes to get, or have a governor not veto it if we were lucky enough to get it, to fixes, you know, that go from, say, exempting anybody who's already got a concealed carry permit who's been through a background check, so you'd be exempt from this law completely, to fixing the parts with the temporary transfers or things with, companies that do guard companies and Loomis and people like that who transport money. You know, most of those companies own the firearms and they check the firearms out to their employees on a daily basis and bring them back. Well, under this stupid law, if you wanted to abide by it, you'd have to do a background check every single day on each one of your employees before you handed him the gun. And then when he handed it back to you, you'd have to go through a background check for your company as well. So there's so many different problems with it that we've got a whole slew of bills put in to try and fix it.
Okay, well, obviously we'll be following that with you as these progress through the Washington State Legislature and, of course, in the Washington courts as well. I anticipated a court fight from the Second Amendment Foundation on that, no doubt. Okay, let's move on from there. Let's go to Hong Kong. Hong Kong?
Well, actually, to be fair about it, Hong Kong wasn't really much business. While I did meet with some, gun rights activists in Asia, it really was more for fun, for 3 days of fun than it was for working. It was one of my escapes from having a couple tough years after the new town. But what I really would like to talk about is a couple big things that did happen in the last couple
Do
weeks
it.
For us. A couple really big court cases. One, of course, that I really loved that took place, in Michigan, where a U.S. Court of Appeals 3-0 unanimously a rule that a person can't lose their constitutional rights forever just because they've been, quote-unquote, committed to mental evaluation for a 30-day period and found to be not even mentally ill, but can never get their gun rights back under federal law. And the best part about that ruling was it really relied with six quotations from a case we just won a month earlier in Pennsylvania known as Binderup, where a person who was convicted of a nonviolent misdemeanor a million years ago, the courts from federal court there ruled that, quote unquote, you can't take his gun rights away forever and you've got to restore them. And they cited that case six times in this ruling. Mm-hmm. And the best part about this ruling is the judges said strict scrutiny, period. For Second Amendment rights, and that's a U.S. Court of Appeals, and I'm extremely ecstatic about that one.
Would you explain the strict scrutiny, please, what that means and why that's important?
Well, it's really important because, you know, you've got different levels of scrutiny that get given to rights. Sometimes it's a balancing test between, you know, government interests or public interests versus rights. Sometimes it's a level, intermediate scrutiny level whereby, you know, the government has to show that they really have a more of a compelling reason to be able to infringe any kind of rights. And under strict scrutiny, basically, the government has to really put under the gun. They're totally on the defensive. They have to show that not just the balancing test or intermediate scrutiny levels, but they have to show that their need far exceeds your ability to have a right, which is next to impossible to do, and that's why it's so important to get strict scrutiny.
Gotcha.
Then, of course, Mark, there's another really important case out of Connecticut, of all places. The Connecticut Supreme Court recognized the Second Amendment extends beyond even firearms and goes to knives and swords and police batons. A gentleman there was moving to Boston from Connecticut and had some knives and swords in his car, got in a car accident, got stopped by the police, and got arrested for having illegal weapons, quote-unquote. He ended up serving a jail sentence. He lost his job. But now the state Supreme Court says, whoa, you shouldn't have arrested him to begin with because that's his constitutional right. And so now you have a free Supreme Court in Connecticut where the other laws we're challenging right now is saying that it's an individual right, and it even goes beyond guns. It's knives and swords, and that's a really good sign coming out of Connecticut right now.
That is a good sign coming out of Connecticut. Anything coming out of Connecticut is positive in a court-related, particularly court-related, the right to keep and bear arms. In other words, how did the judge rule? Did the judge rule that was, in fact, a violation of his Second Amendment rights?
Oh, yes, he did. And he quoted Heller, and they quoted Heller.
The
Supreme Court. So they quoted Heller, they quoted McDonald. They went through a bunch of other cases around the country that we won. I mean, it almost looked like when you take a look at the references on these cases, both these two cases, the Michigan one in the federal court and the Connecticut one in state court. I mean, I love it because all the citations go back to all the Second Amendment Foundation wins we've piled up in court, and it really makes me feel good.
Yeah, it ought to make you feel good. My gosh. Yeah, but, you know, that's something we never talk a lot about, Alan, the right to keep and bear arms. How do you define arms? How do you define arms, Alan?
Well, I agree with the state Supreme Court of Connecticut. It goes beyond guns themselves. And, of course, when I first got involved in this battle, the main case we had to rely on for the right to keep and bear arms was actually an Oregon Supreme Court case, a state Supreme Court case out of Oregon, that ruled that you had a right to keep and bear arms, and it involved a knife. And for many years, we had no gun cases on the books where we had won, and we had to rely on a knife case to support gun rights. Now it's nice to see gun rights cases being able to support knife rights.
Yeah, who would have thought? You know, we don't focus on that enough. We've had Dave Ritter on from Knife Rights. It's been a while since he's been on, but that's a whole other aspect. And, of course, we focus when we talk about the right to keep and bear arms, we generally default to the firearm. Okay, what have we got? We've got about another minute to go. Tell us where we're heading into. Where are you going next? Talk to us. What's coming up next on the schedule?
Well, I think what we're really looking at is a new Congress coming in, and in the new Congress, since we now have a pro-gun majority in both the House and the Senate, the trick is now to start moving some gun rights agenda pieces through and forcing Obama to either sign them because they're attached to other bills that he can't afford not to sign, or make him veto it to show how anti-gun rights he really is. And so now we get to try and push our agenda. We're not playing total defense anymore on a national level, and that's a good feeling going into the year. Of course, we do have a half a dozen or so states where we're going to have some problems in the next cycle. Obviously states like, you know, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, right. Maryland, California.
The usual.
Where we don't have to legislate. The usual suspects.
The usual suspects.
Defense.
Very quickly, we've got about 15, 20 seconds. I want to ask you this. Are you concerned that Obama, in the fourth quarter, as he puts it, might decide to use his pen, much like he did in immigration, with
gun
control?
Real quickly, in answer to that, I'm extremely concerned. That's why the Second Amendment Foundation this month is spending about $300,000 on national TV and radio, urging people to sign a national petition against him using an executive order to infringe on Second Amendment rights or support the UN treaty, and getting those petitions off to the new Congress.
Alan, thank you very much. Love it when you're on the program. Safe travels wherever you go next. Looking forward to having you back on in the next week or two. We'll follow up with you shortly. Armed American Radio continues.
You're at 23 May, bring this.
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Here in the Crossbreed Holster Studio. Did you get me on that?
Yes, I got you on that.
Finally nailed me on that.
Yeah.
Did I say now back to me, or did I say my name?
Back to you, I think.
Hmm.
I would have called you out on saying back to Mark is a little on the self-centered side.
No, that's what I say now, back to me. That's self-centered, not saying back to Mark. That's just repeating what he said. Yo. That's what Bobby Belt said. You know, hey, a couple things, a couple fun things. I am a big fan of free stuff.
Well, now that depends on who's giving it away. Let me say it like that.
Yeah, I don't need no Obama phone. I ain't talking about no Obama phone or nothing like that. I get my own phone.
There you go.
Now I'm talking about fun stuff. Like, you know, I love when UPS comes. I love this time of year. You know,
really?
UPS is coming. The mail truck was driving around today.
Which on is a unusual. Sunday?
On a Sunday, yeah. And that's, you know, it's coming, you know, this is the final show before Christmas, right? We'll get to Christmas. And in fact, while we're on Christmas, well, it just reminded me, we will be playing. I had a conversation with Dave Bray, the lead singer of Madison Rising, prior to going on the air just a little while ago. And I notified him by email that we would, in fact, be playing Soldier's Christmas, their latest song, which is just absolutely
beautiful,
knocked
song.
It out of the park. Yeah, just out of the park. And we will be playing that song. And I'll show you where you can go watch the video, which is just incredible as well. We saw it today for the first time. I'd been listening to it, but didn't get a chance to watch the video. And he's thrilled about that, excited. We're going to play that song in its entirety. It's something you need to hear. All of the men and women overseas and those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, their lives, at such a young age. It's really something to. We need to remind people of that. And they put that in their song, and it's just... Yes. You have to hear it, and we'll play it for you in just a little bit. Yeah. We've played it here before, but wow, it's really, really powerful.
I want to thank all the soldiers, men and women in our armed forces. Thank you and Merry Christmas to you, because you do sacrifice. You and your family are always in my prayers.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Yes.
So, anyway,
free stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff. Yeah. Okay. Free stuff. Back to free stuff.
I get
off the chain there.
Come on. What are you giving away?
Well, you got to watch the video. If you watch the video,
yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
It's heartbreak. It's hard to get through it with a dry eye.
That's really true. Really
is. Particularly at this time of year, family is so important.
Yes.
And just a reminder to you to think about and help donate. To any of the causes that help the wounded veterans.
Yes,
and so
definitely.
Forth. Whichever one you choose. I'm not going to tell you which one to choose, which ones I give to. You pick your own and feel good about it. But back to free stuff. Let's go to free stuff.
Free stuff.
Crossbreed holsters, without a doubt,
every single time,
we offer a free crossbreed holster giveaway. The response on this program is literally off the hook.
You know why? It's the best you can get.
Well, that it is the best you can get. And we're giving away a concealed carry pack here on the program later today. And I'm going to tell you right now, we will be doing that in the third hour of the show. We'll be giving it away. Crossbreed Holsters, Trent Cooper is with us right now, and hopefully we have Murray on the line in a few moments as well. We're going to talk about some fun stuff. But I want, because the response is so overwhelming to this, over 122 thousand of you have put your name in the running in less than 8 hours.
That's a small city.
And it continues to grow. People are continuing to sign. So if you want to put your name on, if you feel lucky at Christmas, and this is the time to feel lucky, head over to Facebook.com. You know you have Facebook. You can admit it. It's okay. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And hit the like button on the top post. You'll see the shooters pack. And in addition to that, we're going to go ahead and do something a little bit different as well. We're going to go ahead and we're going to add a USCCA gift pack to that.
Oh.
Hats, shirts, books, DVDs.
The entire package, two for one.
The entire package will be valued at well over $500 with retail prices combined with everything that we put in. The CCW pack is valued at least $179. So this is a huge deal. The CCW pack is the Super Tuck holster, a custom gun belt fit to size, right-handed or left-handed on the holster, and a dual magazine carrier, you know, made by Crossbreed Holsters. Let's go right to Trent Cooper. He can tell us more about it. Trent, welcome to the show, brother.
How you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm doing great. The response to this thing is off the chain. When I talked to you earlier today, we were not even close to 50,000 yet. We are now over 122,000 participants already, Trent.
Yeah, it amazes me every time that we do this. Like you said, I think you shot me an email this morning or gave me a call. I can't remember which. We were working so hard on getting these last holsters out to the customers before Christmas. And I said, yeah, let's go do this. And Carol said, yeah, let's do this. And threw a package out there. And, you know, it's just, it's great to get that response, not only from, you know, from Crossbreed Holsters, but from AAR and everybody over there. It's just a great partnership. So,
well, let me give you an idea. At the break, we were at 122,122. 122,122 participants. As of right this moment, 123,136.
So I can expect that, you know, up to around 200,000 before you give this thing away.
Yeah, I'm probably going to say it's probably going to be around 200,000 to 250,000. I wouldn't see that now that we're live on the air and we've given out that information. We'll continue to give it out. I had anticipated there to be some type of slowdown prior to you coming on right now, but if it's okay with you, let's let it ride. And let's get more people in tune with Crossbreed Holsters. This I would say shooter's pack. But this is the concealed carry package, isn't it? This is a little bit different in that it's not an outside-the-waistband holster, but it's the flagship Super Tuck. Tell us about each product.
Yeah, absolutely. The you know, we started with our shooter's pack, gosh, a couple of years ago, and we did so well, got so much great response on those package deals that we finally put the inside-the-waistband package deals together, which includes an inside the waistband holster, mag carrier, single or dual, and then one of our belts that we hand make there in the shop. It comes with either the Super Tuck, the appendix carry, the quick clip. What else do we have there? Super Tuck, appendix, quick clip, I'm naming them off here, micro clip. So you can choose that. You can choose the belt that you want. You can choose the mag carrier you want. And on a daily basis, that's 15% off. So if you're looking looking to get a package deal at a great price, that's the way to go.
All right. I how many of these holsters? My gosh. I'm carrying right now a Smith & Wesson M&P 40 full size in a Super Tuck. And actually almost forgot that I had the thing on. It's that comfortable. I talk about the holsters a lot, and you're a regular guest on the show. We talk about a lot of different things. But because we're giving away the concealed carry package tonight, I think people need to know exactly what it is. The shooter's pack we normally give away, as we said, is the outside-the-waistband holster, right? This Super Tuck changed everything for me. It changed everything for me. It changed the way I carried my firearm and allowed me to make the decision. Quite frankly, made it easier for me after I made the decision to carry every day. Let me put it that way. This thing was a godsend for me. I carried my firearms pretty much uncomfortably, as you well know, for a long time until I found that Super Tuck, until Mark and I got together and he challenged me. Now, we've only got about 30 seconds here before we go to a break. I want to talk about the belt quickly before we go to a break, because a holster is worthless without the belt. This is a custom belt. Tell us what they'll get with the package.
Well, I'm going to stop you there. The holster's not quite worthless, but without the belt. But
you got me on that one.
Yes, the belts are amazing. We do hand make these belts in the shop. They are two-ply leather, stitched together, about a quarter inch thick. You have to have a good sturdy belt.
You have to. And what you're not going to do, we're getting ready to take a break. What you're not going to do is be hiking up your jeans all the time if you're wearing this belt. And trust me when I tell you this, I carry a full-size firearm with about 17 rounds, 15 and 40 or 17 and a 9. And these things hold it up. We'll be back right after this with Crossbreed Holsters.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a Car Arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 SMW, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a short 70-degree bolt throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Play a little bit of Sammy Hagar.
Yeah? I did play a rejoiner. I played two of them.
I don't know. I can't hear him coming through here. All I hear is Sammy Hagar, and I don't have a problem with that. Welcome back to the program, a dynamite lineup for you.
Let me do this right quick and make sure you can hear this, all right? Hold on.
This upcoming segment.
You don't have to. It's okay. Okay.
I see what the problem is. I'll fix it.
We'll do it coming back. It's no big deal. We have a huge lineup on the show today. Coming up in the next hour of the program, some analysis from David Kodria and George Hill about what you heard last week on the show when Zimmerman called the program. Well, you will believe. I was going to say you won't believe what the media did, that this interview, the phone call got a lot of attention in the press, except the big three networks. Do you know why it didn't get attention at the big three networks? Because everything he said in his own voice contradicted everything they've told you over the last 2 years. So they didn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole, lest it expose their lies. But we'll analyze the interview. It was riveting, riveting stuff. Let's go back to Trent at Crossbreed Holsters. Trent, it's a pleasure to have you here, my friend. It's always fun to have you here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, Mark. Always glad to be on here. And before we
get too far into it. Wishing you guys a happy holiday season, Merry Christmas. You know, I finally did get to listen to that interview last week, or the phone call, but I finally did get to listen to it today. And, you know, it brought to mind that something that we all forget, and as we talked earlier in the week, too, you know, it's carrying the firearms more than just a holster or a belt or a mag carrier. It goes, you know, how you dress, how you walk, how you talk, your actions. And then if something does happen like that, as we've seen what happened to him afterwards, what happens to your life, what happens to your family. So, you know, we get caught up in all these things of, you know, the right holster, the right firearm, the right mag carrier. And there is so much more to carrying a firearm that affects your life.
Yeah, that interview that interview brought it out, didn't it? That phone call, I should say. It was an unexpected call. I can't really call it an interview. I had the opportunity to ask that young man some questions, and not enough time. It's something I could have done for hours and hours, and he was kind enough to make the call. Because he was listening to Masoud Ayoub talk about that very topic, Trent, about the aftermath, what happens. That's what I had just taken the Masoud Ayoub Group 20, the MAG 20 course, which is a very intensive two-day, 20-hour class or lecture, if you will, in what happens, what you need to know. That's what the topic is. What to expect for the investigation all the way through if you're tried, or if you're indicted and you're tried, as he was. Now, you know, let's face it. I'm not going to sit here and retry that case. I don't care. The case is over.
Right.
The case is over. It's done, whether you like it or not. OJ's case is over. The Second Amendment exists. It's pointless to go back 200 years and try to argue that point, right? It's here. It exists. We're going to talk about today. I wanted to know what happened from this point going forward. I'm never going to change anybody's mind out there that thinks one way. That wasn't my intent. I don't care. I don't really particularly care what anybody thinks one way or the other of me or him or anybody else. That doesn't matter. But we've never heard those answers from him. We only know what we've read. And
right. That's
the danger. Because we all know the press is very unfriendly to those of us who carry guns.
Yeah.
As a result, it was really fascinating to hear his comments. What did you think of the interview? You heard it today. What did you think of it?
Oh, it was good. It was very enlightening. I encourage anybody to go on and listen to that. And again, when you listen to it, don't think about just the aftermath. Think about, you know, before you start carrying a gun, when you start carrying a firearm, you know, all the things that are going to change in your life. You know, we talk about, you know, choosing a good holster and a good firearm. Of course, you got to do all that. But there's so much more to go into it. And, you know, once you do choose the Super Tuck, it's going to make you more comfortable carrying a firearm, obviously. So,
yeah, well, that's very true. I love to tell the story. Hey, let me ask you this. Is the video that we did up at Crossbreed Holsters facility when we were up there doing the show, is that done yet? I'm dying to see it.
It is not yet, but okay. It's coming. You know, we've got a lot of stuff coming from Crossbreed Holsters. We've got some videos coming out. Obviously, you're in some. Melissa and Jim Gilliland are in some. So we've got some good stuff coming there. I'm going to talk about a good product or a new product we've got on the website right now. Just got out. There's a lot of people out there heard of Grant Cunningham.
Right.
He's a well-known revolver instructor, and he actually came up with a product and asked Crossbreed to produce this for us. And it's a speed loader case. There's, you know, a lot of people carry revolvers, and you've got a speed loader bouncing around in your pocket, and there's nowhere to carry that, and nobody created one as good as Grant Cunningham here. And so go on the website, www.crossbreedholsters.com. It's a very well handmade speed loader case. Obviously, everything we do is handmade. And just go on there, take a look at it. There's a good video of Grant on the website explaining the use of it. And go on and take a look at that.
Oh, no, I never even thought about that with you guys. That's something we've never talked about. I've been in your facility, and the subject of the revolver, other than, you know, some of the holsters, has never come up. That's a great point. Can you tell us more about that product? A lot of people carry the lightweight snub nose. Some folks carry the larger revolver, some of the bigger Smith & Wessons. What are your, tell us about it. What's the product?
Absolutely. It's just, like I said, it's a speed loader case. It is, fits most of the popular five shot 38, 357 speed loaders. That's all we've got for right now. We're looking at some other stuff, but, again, it's just, it's a very simple design that, that when Grant was, you know, during his teaching, he couldn't, well, kind of like Mark, he couldn't find anything that worked for him. Mm-hmm. So he put his mind to it and said, I'll make something. He put it together. And actually this all started, prior to Mark passing. And, it's one of those other projects that we finally said, okay, we're going to finish this up. And, so glad to get this done, for Grant and for Mark. And, just a super, super simple product, but, and just like our Super Tuck, handmade here, at the shop. And,
does it hold one or two?
It just holds one.
Okay.
It just holds one speed loader, but, very well, made, very ease. It's the ease of it is the simplicity behind it. It's one little snap and, you've got your speed loader ready to go.
Okay, just another fun product for everybody that carries a revolver. Go check it out at crossbreedholsters.com. That's great. Hey, let's go to SHOT Show. We're going to run out of time. SHOT Show is coming up January 19th. And I just want to say this. The time has ended. But you have a booth this year at SHOT on the floor, don't you?
Yes, we will be at SHOT Show on the floor. Please come by, take a look at us. Come by and say hi. I think you're going to spend some time with us there.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Trent, listen, I hate to do it. The music means we've got to go. Love you to death. Merry Christmas to you and your family, your wife, your kids, everybody and the entire family over at Crossbreed Holsters. Thank you for everything you do and for the products that you provide for people who have made a decision to carry a firearm. They're the best in the business. Trent Cooper, everybody. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. When we come back, we're going to have some riveting conversation about a riveting phone call that we got last week here from George Zimmerman. And we're going to analyze the media response to that. Oh, that's going to be fun with David Codrey and George Hill. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you in just a minute.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark view. Tell it to me by the clamor now,
baby. Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. And we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.